Current Supervisor Matthew Veach is running on the Republican, Conservative, and Independence tickets. Saratoga County Clerk Peter Martin is running on the Democratic, Working Families, and Independence lines. And Kenneth Ivins Jr., former Saratoga Springs Finance Commissioner, is running on the Republican and Conservative lines. Saratoga residents came prepared to the question and answer style debate moderated by the Saratoga Springs League of Women Voters on Thursday night. The three candidates offered differing opinions on the county's recent decision to end its $200,000 contract with the Saratoga Economic Development Corporation. Ivins, citing his experience working in economic development as past president of the Clifton Park Chamber of Commerce, said that he hopes to find new ways for the county to work with the SEDC. Veach claimed that the working relationship with SEDC and the county has declined in recent years and defended the county's move to develop its own economic development strategic plan. Martin said he was disappointed with the county's move to separate from the SEDC and hoped for a strategy that could have avoided the split. A question of the viability of a new casino for Saratoga Springs if New York's casino referendum is approved in November also drew varied answers from the candidates. Veach is not giving a public opinion on the casino referendum. However, if it passes, he said he would like the county to act quickly to sell the city and the Saratoga Casino and Raceway as an ideal location for a proposed casino. If Saratoga Springs is chosen as a location, the city and county are looking at a potential $11.4 million in revenue to split. Veach said the money should be partly used to mitigate the potential negative impacts of a casino, including investments in programs to treat gambling addiction and to promote the other assets the city has to offer. Since 20% of the state's casino siting decision is based on community support, Martin said the county should proceed cautiously and hold forums to gauge the public's opinion before showing its full support for a casino location. Ivins also showed his support for more community conversation on casino gaming. The three candidates were also asked for their ideas on the privatization of the Maplewood Manor Nursing Home if they plan on revisiting the county's green infrastructure plan and their plans for commercial development in the county. Voters must choose two of the three candidates in November. Current Supervisor Joanne Yepsen is leaving her position to campaign for mayor of Saratoga Springs. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau at Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.